One, even as we are one. 1905. The Intercessory Prayer of Christ for His Disciples, as recorded in the 17th chapter of John, contains important lessons for every Christian. This prayer is written for our instruction. Neither pray I for these alone, Christ says, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Thank the Lord, every one who believes in Jesus Christ is embraced in this petition. Of his disciples, Jesus says, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Those who obey the word of God will not be conformed to the sentiments and practices of the world. However great may be the pressure of adverse circumstances, however severe the trial, they are held fast by faith in Christ, and they hold firmly their confidence and love for the truth. Yet they may be misunderstood by the world, for the world seeth not God, neither knoweth him. Christ was soon to leave this world, but his disciples were to be left. He prayed not that they might be taken out of the world, but that they might be kept from the evil that is in the world. He sent them forth as sheep among wolves. "In the world ye shall meet tribulation," he told them. "The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you." But he promised them that when they should be brought in test and trial, he would bring all things to their remembrance. In our world, there are millions of souls who are destitute of the knowledge of God. They are walking in darkness and in the shadow of death. Our duty to them is made plain in the prayer of Christ. "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth." "I pray for them," Christ continues, "that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." The most convincing argument we can give to the world of Christ's mission is to be found in perfect unity. Such oneness as exists between the Father and the Son is to be manifest among all who believe the truth. Those who are thus united in implicit obedience to the Word of God will be filled with power. If all would completely consecrate themselves to the Lord, and through the sanctification of the truth live in perfect unity, what a convincing power would attend the proclamation of the truth! How sad that so many churches misrepresent the sanctifying influence of the truth, because they do not manifest the saving grace that would make them one with Christ, even as Christ is one with the Father. If all would reveal the unity and love that should exist among brethren, the power of the Holy Spirit would be manifest in its saving influence. In proportion to our unity with Christ will be our power to save souls. We must watch for souls as they that must give an account to God. This is our great work, and we are to seek earnestly that we may have wisdom from above to know how this can be most successfully accomplished. Our work is most effective when we act in perfect harmony under the direction of the Holy Spirit. Then let no separations occur that would weaken the cause of God. "And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me." Can human minds comprehend the Father's love sufficiently to lead them to act in accordance with statements so broad and so full? "Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved them may be in them, and I in them.